To understand Iran's nuclear compulsion, you have to start by looking at Iran's geography.
News analyst Daniel Shore.
Iran is in a region with half of the world's nuclear powers, including Russia, Pakistan, India, and Israel. To understand Iran's on-again, off-again promises to the International Atomic Energy Agency, you have to understand the ferment in post-Khomeini Iran, the Islamic government divided within itself and periodically cracking down on dissidents who want to reach out to the West. To understand why Iran makes agreements with Europe in the form of Britain, France, and Germany, but not with the United States, you have to understand that 25 years after the embassy hostage crisis, the rulers of this theocratic state still denounce America as the Great Satan. And so it is that the United States, lacking European support, may have to act alone in taking this issue to the United Nations Security Council. By working around the United States, Iran has scored a diplomatic coup. By fending off an American move for UN sanctions, Iran, at the very least, is buying time for whatever nuclear programs it may be pursuing, for energy as it claims, for weapons as it denies. Europe has a record of cooperating with Iran in the nuclear field. Russia was working on a reactor at Bashir until the start of the Iraq War and was planning five more. As to Iran's agreement to freeze its uranium enrichment program, the Iranian government notes that this voluntary commitment is not legally binding. We are likely to have the Iranian nuclear problem with us for some time to come. This is Daniel Shore.